You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. Thank you for continuing with us here on our program. And we come to this segment on Don't Miss the Cross. You will miss the cross if you fail to grasp the Lord's cry of forsakenness. Yes, while on the cross for those hours of suffering, the Lord Jesus cried out these words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is what Professor John Murray has called the most solemn spectacle in all history, a spectacle unparalleled, unique, unrepeated, and unrepeatable, and the sight of the most mysterious utterance that ever ascended from earth to heaven. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Consider it, God forsaking his own Son, the Son with whom he had eternal bliss and communion, the Son whom God called the darling of his bosom, the Son of his own heart and his own essential nature, his only begotten Son, whom he loved with an eternal love. God turned away his smiling face and turned his back. Darkness fell around the sight of Calvary during those hours, because the sword of God's wrath fell upon our Lord Jesus. During those hours he was made sin for us. He was a mass of sin. All the sins of his people, whom he would ever save, were nailed to him, and in God's sight he was unholy, unlovely, and undesirable. Yes, your sins and mine were pressed upon the body of Jesus also. We know that sin separates from God, and the wages of sin is death. Therefore God in wrath smote his Son with the curse of our sin. It was the agony of one made to feel the curse, the shame, even the hell of our sins. At that hour, Jesus was God in our nature, forsaken of God. That is a mystery to us, but the clearly revealed message of the cross. So, don't miss this fact that Jesus was forsaken by his Father for a time, enough time to endure our hell. And being an eternal person, Jesus could endure immediately what we could never render eternally. In a solemn and serious way, we have this good news for sinners. God laid the sins of his people upon his Son, and because of his forsakenness, we have acceptance with God. Jesus became a curse for us, so we would know no curse. Jesus died as the Prince of Peace to make peace for us. While upon that cross, he was punished until he succumbed to death, with the direct purpose of tasting death for men and drinking the cup of God's wrath empty. Do you get it? If you reject the fact that God forsook the Lord Jesus for your sins, you miss the cross. You're blind to the greatest wonder of all human history. God, the Creator, suffered in a prepared human body to save us from our sins. Long ago I saw my Savior bearing shame upon a tree. Then my heart was touched with sorrow, for I saw he bled for me. It is finished, loud he cried. Oh, what love for me he died. In my stead he bled on Calvary. Once for all, Christ rescued me. Lo, the sky was veiled in darkness, sudden trembling shook the ground, as the angry crowd was jeering, mocking Jesus all around. Then my Savior called to heaven, as I saw his love anew. O my Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. Free salvation now he offers, take his gift, O hear his plea. on the bloody cross behold him, join his shout of victory. "It is finished," loud he cried. "Oh, what love for me he died! In my stead he bled on Calvary. Once for all, Christ rescued me."